Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is January 7th, and this episode is called Be Steadfast. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Life is a trial. Work, marriage, kids, finances, physical issues, everything can be a trial. We will have trials in life. The key is not to not have trials. That won't happen. The key is how you react or respond to them. Like medicine, a reaction to medication is bad, while a response to medication is good. A reaction to trials is bad, while a response to trials is good. A reaction indicates an out-of-control experience, while a response is a calm interaction with the issue, even if it's hard. We're called to self-control with steadfast nature. Hypomeno, the New Testament Greek word for steadfast in James 1:12, means to remain, to abide, to not flee or recede, to persevere under trial or misfortune, to endure, bear bravely and calmly. It means to take the issue head on, to bear the fruit of the Spirit as you tackle the problem. Nothing should catch you off guard. You should be anticipating issues in life. You've had plenty of time to gain an understanding. Reflection is one of the greatest tools for determining how to deal with trials. You can see January 5th for more on reflection. But even if you don't see it coming, the best way to handle it is to deal with it immediately and specifically, starting with prayer, with a good attitude and not being moved in your decision dealing with the trial. Even if you have a trial every day, the sooner you overcome it, the sooner you will have to stop dealing with it and learn how to deal with it for the future. Not sure how to deal with it? Seek counsel from several whom you trust and who display wisdom and knowledge. You don't need to go it alone. That's why God put others around you who have gained wisdom. We can help one another. Make sure to ask someone who is wise, right? Gracious Lord, thank you for this light momentary trial. Help me be steadfast in dealing with it and give me wisdom and courage to tackle it head on with counsel and kindness. That's it. Much love and blessings. We'll see you tomorrow.